checking in with the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio here from WITY. I'm at the INI Historic Farm Days, and I was walking around. I saw some garden tractors. Felt like this is a little bit of an underappreciated field of the INI show, and I've pulled aside Calvin here to tell me a little bit more about it. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So you said that some of these garden tractors are still operational, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
You want to tell me about some of the work you do with them?
So I collect, do some restoring, and we come to Penfield every year with them. We have currently in our display, we have 12 old Simplicity garden tractors. Many of them are still in use. Obviously, a couple of the restored ones, they kind of have retired, but we still put them in the parade, and we just really enjoy having them around. They're a part of our family.
And how long have you been collecting these garden tractors for?
As a serious collector for over the past 10 years.
And what got you started in that?
Well, actually, the garden tractor that we're staring at over here is a 1987 Simplicity 5212 that I inherited from my grandfather. He bought it brand new in 87, and the fever just kind of held on, and I've just been a fanatic ever since.
Kind of seems to be a running theme with a lot of stuff around this fair, where a lot of this just runs in the family, and it's always nice to see this kind of hobby getting passed down from generation to generation.
Yes, it really is, and what really warms my heart is to be passing that same love down to the next generation. I have two daughters. They have a couple of their own old Simplicity tractors here, and so they take a lot of pride in that, and it's a learning experience as well, but there's a great deal of passion here.
So the upkeep for these garden tractors, do you think it's much different than, say, like a traditional farm tractor, or how difficult is some of the maintenance that you have to do?
You know, like anything, you know, if you stay on top of maintenance, it's going to return the favor. Doesn't really differ a whole lot from the larger equipment that you see here.
Interesting. Okay. And so what kind of tasks do these garden tractors perform for you?
Generally, they do a lot of, nowadays, well, we still plow snow with a couple of them. We move some gravel and some dirt around. A couple of them are actually still functioning as mowing. We have a 1949 walk behind. It belongs to my wife. We rip through the garden every spring and usually in the fall. But generally, yeah, it's amazing what these older garden tractors are capable of. The attachments on these are almost endless. So we actually still put them to pretty good use around the homestead.
Yeah, some of that seasonal work that you were talking about is not fun to do by hand, especially that whole snow plowing thing, getting snow off the driveway with a shovel. Bit of a chore, but obviously having a tractor that can just push it all out of the way makes it a lot easier.
Yes, it's not like the stuff you're going to find nowadays. A lot of these old machines are built 2-3 times heavier than the newer stuff. And the stuff that was made back 60s, 70s, and the 80s, what we have here is built to last. We're absolutely built to last.
Do you think some of that has changed within the past 30 years or so in terms of how the garden tractors are being built? Or
it has. It has. You know, there's been a shift on the needs. You know, back in the day, people were a lot more self-sufficient. They would rely on a multitude of attachments and implements. Nowadays, there's not a push for that. So you don't see a lot of these different, they're very interesting implements. People used to work with them a lot back in the days, and you just don't see a whole lot of that anymore.
Not really. I know that out on my grandparents' property, they have a riding mower, and I think that's about the closest I've seen to one. It's similar to that John Deere right next to yours. It's a little bit bigger, but it's kind of interesting to see how this kind of stuff has changed over the years, similar to a lot of the other things that we have seen at this festival. Between the tractor parade, it's interesting looking at the old technology, a bunch of the old tractors just sitting in the field over there. It's interesting to see how they've evolved. And even the garden tractors, you can very clearly see a difference between some of the older models and going up to the 80s, some of the improvements that were made, a bit of design choices, that kind of stuff. And it's always nice just to see that there's a lot more to this festival than just the big tractors.
Yeah, there clearly is. The display, especially, you know, as we see this year, there's been a great turnout here, and it is. It is great to see everything from small to large.
Yeah, I spent a couple minutes walking up and down, checking out all the different garden tractors. Has this been something you've been doing for a while, and is this kind of a new height for participation in this kind of stuff?
Yeah, it is. I've been all the way up into northeastern Wisconsin and have kind of taken a couple longer trips like that throughout the years to see what's out there, and geared more towards the garden tractor segment is what we do. I've actually seen quite a bit of interesting stuff out there. One show actually had over 1,000 garden tractors. So, yeah, to see people come from all around and bring, you know, their old jewels that they cherish, and it's just a wonderful thing. It really is.
Now, I've got to ask, just because I'm staring at it right now, I see one of the lawnmowers has a checkered flag. Do you do any racing with these kinds of machines, or?
No, a big racing fan, though. You know, it's just a cool little treat that we put on there. That one is completely restored. It's a 1962 Simplicity 725. We take a lot of passion in that. It's a beautiful restoration.
It always fascinated me how people just look for things, because going faster than everyone else is kind of just that fun competition that humans have, whether it be cars, your foot, on bikes. And then some kids in the country thought, well, why don't we start beefing up our lawnmowers and racing those? And I just think that's a really interesting part of human culture.
Yeah, you get that, you know, the garden tractor racing, and you couple that with the garden tractor pulling. It's actually quite a hot commodity in the Midwest. Again, to get the younger crowd involved in that, to spice things up, even if it's something as simple like, you know, the NFL sports model, the Green Bay Packer backer that we have, that really kind of takes people by surprise. The way a lot of this older equipment looks, you know, it really, really gets people interested, the younger crowd too, and that's great to see. It really is.
I will say it is a very bold move to put a Packers garden tractor here in Bears country.
Yeah, it is. That was my in-law's idea. I grew up a Bears fan, but it shakes things up a bit. We could say that.
It certainly does grab the attention. Well, Calvin, this was a lovely conversation. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time. I'm glad you had me.
Mm-hmm. And be sure to stay tuned right here to WITY for continued coverage of the INI Historic Farm Days.